السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, we had a bayan on the 15th night of Shaban, in which many issues were discussed pertaining to the ummah at large, our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and at the same time the positives that we have in our lives. There are many, many positive things that every person has in his life. Different people have different positives, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hasn't deprived anybody of positives. No matter how weak a person may find himself, even if a person has got no sight, no hearing, no speech, but that person can still have many, many positives. He can still be a healthy person. Health itself is positive thing. The person can still be a wealthy person. Wealth is a positive thing. In the same way, that person's yaqeen, his iman, his tawakkul and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can be strong. Now that is positive. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given every person the ability to look at the positives in his life instead of focusing all the time on the negatives. The negatives are there in a person's life to be focused upon only for the sake of islah. That's all. It's not that the person takes all his list of sins and every day keep counting them from A to Z and reading them out like a tasbih. That is not the maqsad of life. It is not intended also that the person should be engaging in the remembrance of his sins. The person should be engaging in the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no question of just sitting and remembering sins. Sins the person recalls so that it makes him turn towards Allah Ta'ala, so that he may make tawbah from his sins. If a person gets dirty, urine, stool, filth, soils his body, soils his clothes, then what must the person do? Just sit and read tasbih. What he must do is wash those clothes up. Now he will focus his attention on that dirt, on that filth, on his clothes, on his body. He will have to focus his attention on that. When he's washing, he must look where is that blood mark and where is that urine spot, or where did the other filth soil his clothes or body. He will have to look at that. But he's not going to read a tasbih of that all the time. He will just look at it for the sake of washing it off. That's all. Are you understanding? Why does he look at it? So that he may wash it off. And after he has washed it off, now he forgets about it. He does not keep looking for that spot every time after it is washed, clean, dried. Now after 2 days, 6 days, 6 months, for a long period of time, now he's looking at where those spots were. It's washed, it's finished. Now he must look at new spots which have fallen. New dirt which has soiled that clothes. New filth which has spoiled his purity. He must look at that. Those sins that he committed 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. Now he made sincere tawbah from that. Unless, of course, he has not as yet washed those sins. He has not washed those clothes. He's just kept them. Many days have gone past. Many days have gone by. And those clothes are still in the wash bucket. He hasn't put it into the washing machine. He hasn't had it washed. He hasn't had the dirt removed. Then we will say that even if it is after 1 week or 2 years, then too he must still wash it. Because those clothes are still dirty. Meaning that if it had been, for example, rights of people that he had trampled upon. If there were things that he was owing people. If he had taken away the inheritance which it was not due to him, but he took it away because the will was made un-Islamic, so he got a major share. So he grabbed it. So now all his tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah will not wash away those sins. It means that that garment is still dirty. There's still impurity on that garment. So now if he still thinks of those sins, then it is good, so that he washes away those sins. If he thinks of those sins, then it is good, so that he washes away that impurity. That means returns to whomsoever whatever is due. He seeks forgiveness if he has harmed or caused anyone any problem without justification. So there is a justification for looking at those sins of the past, where the person has not as yet made tawbah from those sins. But those people who keep sitting with the sins of the past and keep saying that now what am I going to do? 20 years ago I committed this sin and 50 years ago I did this. So that person is not going to really get up. He will all the time be on the ground. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to look ahead now. The past is past. As someone said, the past is past. The future is mystery. Or the past is history, the future is mystery. And the real present is the present. So now look at the present and look at the future. But the future we don't know because it's a mystery. So we must look at the little time that we have with us, which we term as the present. And then look at the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, look at the forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Look at all the opportunities that He is giving to us to turn towards Him. Sometimes it's Laylatul Barat, sometimes it's Laylatul Qadr, sometimes it's Yawm Ashura, sometimes it's night of Eid, sometimes it is night of other auspicious occasions. For example, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, or the whole month of Ramadan. Now all these are positives. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us this opportunity. And then again every night in a person's life, the latter part of the night or the early part of the morning, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself proclaims, is there anybody seeking forgiveness, I may forgive him. And then every moment of the day or night, it is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that keeps His doors open. If we really look at it, it is 24 hours. Out of every 24 hours that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept the doors of Tawbah open. That who is there that is ready to repent and turn towards me so that I may open up the doors of Maghfirat for him and open up the doors of mercy for him. Meaning that any part of the day or night the person makes sincere Tawbah from all his sins, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is prepared to accept him. So where will we find such a merciful Allah? Look at the shan of Allah Ta'ala. Look at His shan of being Rahim and Kareem. No way will you ever find such kind of mercy and compassion and forgiveness. And all that which Allah Ta'ala has revealed in this world of mercy and kindness is only 1% of His 100% mercy, only 1% Allah Ta'ala has sent down in this world, due to which the parents show kindness to the children. And everybody else that we find showing some kind of compassion, mercy, kindness, it is all just the effect of that 1% of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. 99% is for the hereafter. On the day of Qiyamah, such kind of people will be given forgiveness, and such kind of people will be taken out from the fire of Jahannam, that we will just look astonished, that we thought that this person was a Jahannami, or this person was not even a Muslim. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will order that they be pulled out of Jahannam. The person may have had some kind of iman in his heart which we were not even aware of. All the people may not even go to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala will send them straight to Jannat, and we will look in astonishment that this person was in my neighborhood and I thought that he was not even a Muslim. So we don't even know in which person's heart there is Islam already, and the person is even practicing Islam, but just that due to some weakness he is not able to demonstrate and practice openly, but at heart he is a better believer than us sometimes. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy is unlimited, and that is the purpose of this majlis of zikr on Thursday nights, that we get the himmat and courage to practice upon that which we have been asked to practice upon, and the himmat and courage to give up those things which make our souls impure. We must get the himmat and courage to restrain ourselves from everything that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As great as His name is, we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us that kind of forgiveness. But the message for today is, tonight is this, that those people who just sit and make hi, so they wasted their whole life. All the time they're just reading tasbih of the sins of the past. Then that is not something that is desirable. When you are making tawbah, that time you will ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of all sins that the person has committed. Major, minor, known, unknown, light of day, darkness of night, sins of eyes, ears, tongue, hands, feet, sins of the past, present, all the sins the person will ask for forgiveness. Whatever those sins were. And then again, as I mentioned earlier, that the person will only focus on those sins of the past which he has not sincerely made tawbah from. The person was addicted to some haram and he made tawbah 100 times, 1,000 times, but he is still engaging in the same haram. So then we will say that he must think that what is that sin leading him to? In which direction is it taking him? Where he will end up finally, and what good has it brought him in this life also. So he must think that it is still an opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given to him. Must make sincere tawbah, get up from his slumber and sleep, and take lesson from all the sudden deaths that are taking place all around, and make sincere tawbah and get back into action. That's all he has to do. If he's not going to do that, then even his time, when it will be up, then all the doctors and the physicians of the world will not be able to revive him. If it is the physician, it is a heart specialist, it is the doctor, he is a great scientist, he himself, if his heart fails and the person dies, then he cannot do anything. All his knowledge just remains there. So we take lessons from all what is happening around us and make a change in our lives. And then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us such sukoon in our lives, such peace, such happiness. There is a kind of enjoyment which cannot be expressed in words. And we will get this enjoyment in our seclusion after that. When you are in company, then too we will be with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. We will stay absolutely normal people. We won't become abnormal people. We will enjoy food, drink, clothes, shelter, wives, business, will do everything. But our hearts will remain unattached. It will be like that ship that is sailing on the water, but the water is not inside the ship. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the haqeeqat and reality. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Woh bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. Allah 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. Now this is a great Waliullah, Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. But we can see what he is saying. Kon si maine ki na burai. Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga. Kon si maine ki na burai. Although, it's not that he was committing sins, it is for us. But, thing is that when he's making tawbah, he's saying, Oh Allah, which sin is that, that I did not commit? Because considering the shan and the greatness and the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which good deed of ours is also worthy of being called a good deed? If we have to look at our good deeds, which one is really worthy of being called a good deed? With what sincerity did we do that deed? And even if we did it with sincerity, how many times we wash it away with pride and with show and with other kinds of actions of ours? Or we do one good deed and then we do one dozen evil actions and deeds. So there is nothing really worthy of presentation before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But we say, Ya Allah, that is our weakness, that is our shortcoming. We are presenting before you our mountains of sins. We are presenting before you our ocean of sins. And these deeds and actions which we undertook, which are outwardly good and righteous deeds and actions, we know that they are not worthy of presentation before you. But we are asking you that out of your sifat of being Rahim and Kareem, accept these broken efforts of ours. Accept the actions which are so weak. You are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are not in need of our actions, you are not in need of our good deeds. It will not increase your azmat and grandeur in any way. But if you have to accept it and forgive us, then we will become successful in this life and in the akhirat. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves those people who express their helplessness before Him. That is one thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves, that the person expresses his helplessness. And he does not brag about his good deeds and actions. He does not have any kind of riya in him, because riya is considered as a form of shirk. So he says, Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho, Allah, Allah. लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, panja-e-gham se mujhko chhuda le, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Apna bana le, apna bana le, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho, Allah, Allah. Lete baithe, chalte phirte, aath pehar ho, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, apni raza mein mujhko mita de. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, kar de fana sab mere irade. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, jaame mohabbat apna pila de. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, jaame mohabbat apna pila de. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, dil mein mere yaad apni racha de. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah, lete baithe chalte firte aath pehar ho Allah Allah, Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jalla jalaluhu Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hawao hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me duba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawao hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me duba dil badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghiseen, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana Zolamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna Lanakunanna Minal Khasireen. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah. Oh, my most compassionate, loving Allah. Oh, my most caring Allah. Most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to remain on this earth like hypocrites and munafiqs? How long are we going to use your bounties for your disobedience? How long are we going to use our sight, our hearing, our speech, our wealth for your disobedience? My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, every sin that we have committed, we acknowledge. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. But my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You have kept the doors of Tawbah open for us, my beloved Allah. Out of your generosity and kindness, you being Rahim and Kareem, you are prepared to accept us irrespective of how far we may have gone. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the forest, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies. Your mercy, your forgiveness, my beloved Allah, is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Open the floodgates of mercy for us. Open the floodgates of forgiveness for us. We have distanced ourselves from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we have gained nothing except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, you want to give us a life of peace and happiness, contentment and satisfaction. We are therefore turning towards you. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. You have asked us to turn towards you. You dearly love those who turn towards you and seek forgiveness of their sins. My beloved Allah, in this Mubarak month of Shaaban, coming very, very close to the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, the fragrance of Ramadan is already in the air. Ya Allah, which means that the doors of Maghfirat and the doors of Rahmat and Mercy are opened already, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, the floodgates will open in the month of Ramadan. But already, my beloved Allah, in this Mubarak month of Shaaban, your mercy has got no limit. We are therefore turning towards you in this Mubarak nights and seeking forgiveness of all our sins, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Our lives in your control, our sight, our hearing, our speech, our wealth, the ground on which we walk, the heavens and the earth all in your control. Ya Allah, where can we escape? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you and seeking complete protection in you, my Allah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation. Ya Allah, protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hoon main teri pana. Hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. Ya Allah, hame izzat wali zindagi de, afiyat de, salamati de. Ya Allah, tera qurb de, teri marifat de, teri zaat-e-ali par yaqeen de. Bless us with trust in you. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with your closeness, my beloved Allah. Bless us with the ishq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the ittiba and obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. You have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Oh my beloved Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya hey mere Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, mere Rahim Allah, mere Kareem Allah, change the condition of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ummat for whom my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. The Ummat for whom so much of his blood was shed. The Ummat for whom he suffered so much of hardships and difficulties. When he is informed that that Ummat is in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens. Ah, my Allah, when he is informed the Ummat in adultery, fornication, the Ummat running, that Ummat which was supposed to be a guide for mankind, the Ummat promoting evil and sins, Ya Allah, how much of difficulty, how much of pain and suffering we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The life which is gone, but the life which remains, my Allah, we are seeking from you. The tawfiq to be on sirat-e-mustaqim. Keep us on the straight path. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Give us barakat in our businesses. Give us barakat in our homes. Give us barakat in our lives. Give us barakat in our time. Give us barakat in our ilm and knowledge. Give us barakat in our practice upon that knowledge. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in every bounty of yours. Don't snatch and seize the bounties of yours, Ya Allah, which you have given to us because of our sins. We have to leave this world one day. No one has come here to remain forever and ever. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, they left this world. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in left this world. The greatest of all Nabis, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he too was taken away from this world. Ya Allah, we are not going to remain here forever. Daily we read and we hear of sudden deaths. Give us the realization that the angel of death can strike suddenly We don't know when he is going to strike, where he is going to strike, and how he is going to strike. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, adultery, fornication, watching some filth on the television or internet, or reading some filthy magazine. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a Jumu'ah day, in a state of fasting, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. کاش مدینہ اب ہمارا وطن ہوتا. یا اللہ, how I wish مدینہ شریف was my وطن. وہی جیتا, وہی مرتا, وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. My beloved Allah, let our bodies become a patch of the ground of the graveyard of Madina Sharif. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he dearly loved the ummah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us all with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious, righteous, healthy children. Those who have children, Ya Allah, give the children long life, good health. Bless them with akhlaq. Ya Allah, bless them with ilm nafi. Ya Allah, bless them with obedience to you, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their parents. Those who are gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them out, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bring those children back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives, our children and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is undergoing. Remove with your fazal, with your ihsan, with your kindness those difficulties, hardships and sufferings. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْحَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.